This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. To begin today, a little piece of audio, a mere 12 seconds, not too long, won't be too painful, but inside it, there is a whole lot to digest. Here you go.
I believe that monetary policy is in a good place and should continue to support sustained growth, a strong labor market, and inflation running close to our symmetric 2% objective.
Those of you who recognize that to be a member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, not too tough, really, given the subject matter, go to the head of the class. If you identify the speaker as Richard Clarida, the vice chairman of the Fed, a gold star to you. Now, why are we starting with him? Well, a couple of reasons, honestly. Number one, because the Fed has been taking some heat lately for having gotten a lot of its economic forecasting wrong. Hello, inflation. Number two, because Clarida said today, and Chair Powell says often, that really the economy's pretty good. And number three, because Pew is out with a study today that says not everybody out in the actual economy agrees with the Fed. So two interviews with which to test those premises. First, about the Fed, Sarah Binder. She's a professor of political science at George Washington University, where she studies the Fed. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What do you make of the vice chairman's speech today, and more importantly, how the Fed sort of is positioning itself in this economy right now?
Well, the Fed is saying, so far, so good. The economy's on a good track. Congress has given us a dual mandate of low sustainable unemployment and low inflation, and we're hitting them. He's not telling us really where things are going in the future. He's saying data dependent, meeting by meeting, but he's telling us the economy is on a good course.
He said, and Chair Powell says this all the time, that they're going to, you know, work to keep the expansion going as long as they can. And one of the things Chair Powell says, and Clarida said it today, was that, you know, the longer the expansion goes, the more it helps people at the bottom. How much can the Fed really do, though, for the people at the bottom of this economy?
Well, the Fed so far is doing a lot by keeping monetary policy so loose and accommodative, right? And you see wage gains at the lower end of the economic spectrum. At a certain point, though, there's only so much that monetary policy can do. And absent fiscal policy that might, say, deal with job training or job relocation or health care, there's only so much weight that can be put on monetary policymakers.
Let me carry that forward to an interview we're going to have here in a couple of minutes with a pollster from Pew who has a new study out today about economic inequality in this country. What can the Fed do on economic inequality, which consistently ranks pretty high in terms of what people are worried about in this economy?
Well, the best contribution they can make is to keep an eye on employment and do as much as they can to stoke job growth, but without sparking inflation. Keeping an eye on the health of the financial system so that people have access to liquidity and so forth. At the end of the day, though, it's really the limits of what monetary policymakers can do.
The really simple line is heading into an election year, right, is it's the economy, stupid. Frame that for me in terms of the Federal Reserve and the role of the economy in the next 11 months of our common experience.
Well, Congress gives the Fed two commands: keep inflation low, keep jobs growing.
Right.
That's what the Fed is aiming to do here. And to the extent that they're successful, it means the economy is growing and on an even keel. And that's what helps incumbents get reelected.
Sarah Binder, she's at Brookings, also a professor of political science at George Washington University. Professor, thanks for your time, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thanks for having me.